Introducing in the red corner.
Every effort is being made to make your wait as short as possible. Thank you for holding.
I'm gonna get it. going to sound.
I can't.
Not
we have much to do with courage and concern for others, bound us together as a nation. I will not settle for a token act to give blood, because this is America. This is who we are. Conflict will not be easy. You'll be asked for your strength in a comprehensive assault on terror.
Should be the best eyewitness testimony she's got. It doesn't match. Doesn't match at all.
Let's get the fire up!
It's the enemy over there. They're not your friends. You don't go over there and shake hands, smile, hug their neck.
Let's knock them on their backs, butt them in the mouth, ass in the dirt. That's what we gotta do.
Each new Sunday meant a brand new challenge, rich with new opportunities. A time for achievement, a time for purpose, a time for glory. Each new Sunday meant a brand new challenge, rich with new opportunities. A time for achievement. A time for purpose. A time for glory.
Well, I think I'll put you to work if you don't mind. You like to go to work?
Not at all.
Tell them all about bonds, will you, Frank?
Well, it says here, are you investing your dollars along with the millions of other real Americans? Have you joined the 10% Club, investing at least $1 out of every 10 of your income every week or payday in war bonds?
But George III still vowed he'd rule them to the end. Anything I say, do it my way now. Anything I say, do it my way. Don't you get to feeling independent, 'cause I'm gonna force you to obey. Don't you get to feeling independent, 'cause I'm gonna force you to obey. He taxed their property, he didn't give them any choice. And back in England, he didn't give them any voice. That's called taxation without representation. And it's not
a great nation in the American people. Our nation was horrified, evil doers. Get back to work. Compassion. A nation that work hard like you always have made a terrible mistake. Compassion and love. Your government is alert. I got great faith to do what's right for America.
Stay tuned. So stay tuned. We'll miss you dearly, but I will be back in a couple of weeks. We've got some great interviews coming up. We'll miss you dearly. Next week, Ken's last ever radio extravaganza is gonna be here.
You can go for it! Yeah. You can try it, Ken! Hey, Ken! Let it out!
Karen's dead.
What? What?
She killed herself.
Let it out! Just keep it smarter!
Give her the goddamn camera!
Find it intelligent and entertaining, and I hope that you tune in because it'll be live next week. Again,
it's like falling into a hole and it keeps getting bigger and bigger. And you can't get out. And then all of a sudden, it's inside. And you're the hole. And you're trapped and it's all over, something like that. And it's not really scary.
I want to peel off. Pull the water in my hand.
Well, see you, John.
I feel like...
I'm going to walk all over him and then you go up there and apologize to him.
Why? Well,
what did I do?
Mr. Wolverine with you, Dad. You
what did I do?
Look, I'm apologizing to a man who came up to the hospital. Just don't...
What do you mean? You're going to pull the plug? Come on. What did I do?
Come on, Dad. You know the
rules. Can I have a few minutes?
Time is 6:56. Weeks. Ken's last ever radio extravaganza is an ongoing audio experiment. This cast on new meanings might, it is information, and again, dearly, because it's, I would encourage you to visit Ken's an interview so that we're on the air post for the next couple of weeks. Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. So stuff for the last 30 minutes ever. Beck Meyer. It is evening in order program. Beta Mustafi next week. Oh, sounds. It involving. All right. It is Ken's last ever host.
Ever radio extravaganza.
Right.
did I do?
Right.
What did...
Right. 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 Right.
And 2 230 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30 30
Like tonight show
right
can be found there information sign
that's right
on this letter
right.
So many.
Last ever. Radio. Ken's last ever radio extravaganza.
Thank you. looks like a...
It's Ken's last time radio extravaganza.
...about every variety of... shape, angularity, granularity, but every variety of rock
I've directed the full resources of our intelligence and law enforcement communities to find those responsible and to bring them to justice. We will make no distinction between the terrorists who committed these acts and those who harbor them.
Tonight, I just had to kill a lot of people! And, I'm not sure.
A great people has been moved to defend a great nation, but they have failed. A great people has been moved to defend a great nation, but they have failed.
And after a while, he began wishing that the siren would come more often, because it would wake him up.
Tonight, I just had to kill a lot of people! And,
Hunting mind. It's sometimes called the if-only mind. You're sitting here meditating, minding your own business, perhaps. You're sitting here meditating, just following your breath, and all of a sudden your mind says, if only I had something to
keep in mind, keep it in mind, keep it in mind. Come on, I'm gonna find a pen. I'm gonna find a pen. Write this down. Exactly what happened. Write down exactly what happened. Come on, come on, come on. I'm gonna find a pen. Jeez, come on. Oh, keep focused. Keep focused. Keep it in mind. Come on, find a pen. Write this down. Okay, write down what happened. Write it down. Write it down. Come on, guys. Ken's last. Find a pen.
Ken's last time. Radio extravaganza.
The search is underway for those who are behind these evil acts. This is a compassionate nation. This is a decent nation. And this is a nation that will not let terrorists change our way of life. As a matter of fact, what the terrorists have done has caused us to take an assessment of what's important. And one of the things out of my job is to capture this new spirit. I have been concerned for too long about a culture that says, if it feels good, just go ahead and do it.
Our children who will be born this year will come of age in the 21st century. What kind of society, what kind of world are we building for them? Will we ourselves be at peace? Will our children enjoy a better quality of life? Will a strong and united America still be a force for freedom and prosperity around the world? Tonight, there is every sign that the state of our union is sound.
But it doesn't make you one, you are what you do.
No, you do what you can't avoid. You are whatever you can get away with.
You do what you need to survive, and then you are what you become.
It wasn't my fault. You know I would. If I could, I would. You know that. Oh, man. How can you say that? Look, it won't happen again, I promise. It wasn't my fault.
Give us any chance, we'll take it. Leave us any room, we'll break it. We're gonna make our dreams come true. Do it our way.
This country is... taking an assessment right now of what's important.
We're gonna make our
ones thought that we were weak. They didn't understand us. As I say, we're probably watching too much daytime TV. This is a strong nation. This is a compassionate nation. This is a decent nation.
We are called as a people to give testimony in the sight of the world to our faith that the future shall belong to the free.
And I would be very cautious about the Clintons' proposals. Look at them really carefully. See to what extent they're lending themselves. After all, remember, he has made no secrets about what he is. I mean, he is and always has been a moderate Republican candidate of the business community. He's never pretended to be anything else.
As I say, they're probably watching too much daytime TV. This is a strong nation. This is a compassionate nation. This is a decent nation. And this is a nation that will not let terrorists. Each of us are responsible for the decisions we make in life.
This show and Saturday's show and last week's show and a lot of other shows can be listened to at counterfolk.com/lastever. Send email ken@counterfolk.com and listen every Tuesday night from 6:30 until 7. 6:30 until 7 p.m. in Austin on this radio station, KOOP Austin, which any second now will conclude its broadcast day. Its broadcasts at 3,000 watts. An effective radiated power of that. It's a non-commercial station. And it's located at 304 East 5th Street. It broadcasts from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Our office line is 512-472-1369. And KVRX Student Radio takes over the airwaves now until 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening. This has been Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza.